This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The search for an ag secretary has turned its attention to Susan Combs. She's a former commissioner of agriculture and state comptroller of Texas. Combs met with Vice President-elect Mike Pence on Tuesday, which may have been due to the endorsement of House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas. He told Politico's Morning Ag Report that he's been working to put her name into consideration with President-elect Trump's transition management team. The team didn't comment publicly, but Combs is the first publicly acknowledged candidate for Ag Secretary to meet with Pence or Trump since North Dakota Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp on December 2nd. Combs grew up on a West Texas cattle ranch, but some are questioning her fit with the Trump administration. As Texas Ag Commissioner, she's pushed nutrition policies in line with Michelle Obama's and backed two of Trump's rivals in the primaries. Conaway said her accomplishments as a comptroller stand out, saying she streamlined tax processes, recaptured $600 million in unpaid taxes, and cut $400 million in government purchasing by making the process more efficient. Conaway says the federal government needs more people with that kind of expertise. In other news, the Rabobank Food and Ag Advisory Group issued a report on how the future is shaping up for North American agriculture, especially focusing in on agribusinesses over the next 5 years. The results show farmers will have an incentive to consolidate, streamline their operations, and respond to consumer desires. The report says 3 years of losses have forced farmers to use up most of their liquidity, and they have tough decisions ahead about structuring debt and equity. Due to a decline in grain prices, the protein sector is expanding and should continue to do so next year. The dairy industry is facing increasing competition from non-dairy plant-based alternatives across America, and to be successful, the industry needs to promote dairy as an integral part of American food consumption. The report also says sugar processors will continue to move towards more non-GMO sources. Well, a new seed treatment will be on the market in 2018, and it's the first of its kind in 25 years. The DuPont Pioneer fungicide Lumicina fights disease in soybeans and received EPA approval at the beginning of December. Senior Marketing Manager of North American Seed Treatments, Mark Reisinger, says it's a seed treatment that he's pretty excited about.
DuPont Lumicina is a new, novel, proprietary. It was designed by DuPont, molecule that helps us combat oomycete diseases. So in soybeans, there are what we refer to the big four diseases. You have Phytophthora, which is in that oomycete class, Pythium, which is also in that class, Rhizoctonia and Fusarium. So those big four are limiting U.S. producers and producers in that Illinois, central and southern Illinois area where they're potentially on heavier soils and generally experiencing colder or wetter conditions at the beginning of the year. That's where that oomycete disease class is going to prosper. What we see, that being Phytophthora, it's the largest disease in the United States in regards to impact on soybean production. It occurs everywhere we plant soybeans in the United States, and we haven't seen a new technology in this space or a new mode of action, as we often refer to in agriculture, to combat Phytophthora in about 25 years. So we're very, very excited to bring this new product to market.
I would say after 25 years, that's very exciting to have this new technology to use. Now, I assume there have been some trials done, so any significant findings in those that you'd like to share?
Of course, absolutely. You know, it's not every day that someone, a company, gets to introduce a technology like this, so I'm very excited about this. What it will do is it will provide multiple modes of action from the same molecule. So most technologies today or molecules that have efficacy against a pest or a pathogen, what happens is they have one mode of action. They attack that insect or that pathogen in one specific fashion. Maybe it causes paralysis or depletes a nutrient or something along those lines to protect against that disease. What this molecule does, though, is it's highly efficacious. It hits the disease from multiple angles. So specifically, it'll go after the reproduction of the spores. It's also an eradicant. It will eliminate the spores in the soil. It will limit the spores from feeding, and it will inhibit the reproduction cycle also of the disease itself. So, you know, these are the things you want to hear when, you know, we're looking at pathogens that impact soybeans. Because of its efficacy, we can put it on in a very low dose. And that's also important for seed treatment today because, you know, the more volume, the more difficult it is to get on the seed. So we're very, very confident that we can go out there and get after Phytophthora and protect our genetics from one of the big four in a way that no one's done previous to this specific molecule.
Well, you mentioned protecting your genetics, and I know that buying seed, you know, that's a big investment for farmers, and specifically in our this area where our listeners are from, soybeans is one of the two main crops. We have corn and soybeans. So this would be of interest to them if they're wanting a new way to help protect against disease in their beans.
Absolutely. So when it comes to Phytophthora, you know, this is a disease, again, that's going to happen in cooler soils and wet conditions. And that is probably the number one factor, all the diseases that occur in that space that prohibit or inhibit our customers from maximizing their yield potential. Soybeans, if you can plant them earlier, if you can get a earlier V stage or that vegetative stage in that plant, and a longer R stage or reproductive stage, we know that will maximize yield capacity. In this season of lower prices, we really need to push those yields to create profitability for our customers. Planting a naked seed or a seed that even would have had a older technology on it, you'd have to sort of watch when you're running and what you're exposing that to based on those cold, wet conditions. We hope that this technology frees up our customers to have more confidence to plant earlier and expose themselves to Phytophthora and some of the diseases in that Oomycete class. We've seen stronger emergence, better stand establishment, you know, all the things that go with protecting against Phytophthora. So this has been a real exciting space for us to be.
Is this going to be something that farmers are going to be able to see trials of and get more information throughout 2017 with it being such a new product?
Absolutely. We hope this year, in a consistent fashion of the way that we want to introduce products through DuPont Pioneer, we want to take this out into all of our test plots or trials for our agronomists, our account managers, our customers specifically, to go out, touch, feel, and better understand so that they know what they're utilizing, so that when we get to 18 and we get to commercial launch, that we can put it on every unit of soybean sold in the United States in that seed treatment mix, or what we call Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. This will be the foundation piece for our seed treatment portfolio moving forward. You know, new mode of action, no cross resistance, great environmental profile. This is exactly where we want to be as a seed company. So, you know, I'm thrilled as the marketing manager to go out and get to talk about this with our customers.
And once again, those comments coming from Mark Reisinger about the new DuPont Pioneer fungicide, Lumicina. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.